WPHM. Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHM.
Mother, should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
13 past 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. I think we all have a sense that government isn't working exactly the way that we think that it should or the way that we want it to. And we kind of have an idea of why, but we don't know exactly where the breakdown occurs. Our next guest does, and he's written about it in his book, DC Confidential, Inside the Five Tricks of Washington. David Schoenbrand is on the line with us right now. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What prompted you to write this book?
Well, we all know what's going on here, which is the politicians somehow get away with making rosy promises, but then we get they're not responsible. They avoid blame for the bad news. So I want to show how in the 1960s, the president and the congresses of both parties began to legislate in a new way, which allowed them to avoid personal responsibility.
See, the way
in the book.
Go ahead.
In a way that allows them to avoid personal responsibility through five tricks. And I show how to stop these five tricks in something I call the Honest Deal Act.
See, we're all led to believe that we elect legislators, whether it's Congress, the House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, the President. They go to Washington and they write laws and make laws, and that's how government works. But there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it requires, democracy requires, number one, that we vote for these people, and number two, that they're responsible for the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 150 years of our Constitution, they were. What changed in the late 1960s was they figured out these ways of avoiding responsibility for what happens to us. So they run government to look good to us rather than to do good for us. That's what's gone wrong. And they use the five tricks to do it.
So give us an example of how this works.
Okay. Well, one of my five tricks is the money trick. Okay. Now, we all know they make these popular promises. You're going to get a tax cut. You're going to get health care. You're going to get this or that, the other thing. And we also have a vague sense of the fact that they're somehow avoiding the blame for the costs. But we don't really know how they get away with it. I show how they get away with it. There's really two aspects of it. Number one, they postpone a lot of the costs off into the future. So the current deficit or the current debt doesn't really begin to tell us the size of the problem. Number two, what they report to us is all in terms of big abstractions. So many trillion this, so many trillion that. I mean, I don't know about you. I can't figure out what it means to me. But it was perfectly conceivable that they could give us the information in terms of how much it's going to cost the average family for either in tax cuts, tax increases, or spending cuts on things like Medicare and Social Security, for the government to be solvent in the long run. I want them to send us a letter every year telling us how much that bill is going to be and how much what they've done in the last year has made it better or worse. That's how to get some honest accounting from these people. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of numbers and we don't really understand what they mean.
And that seems like a perfectly logical request from the government. Why don't they do that?
Because the elected officials don't want blame. They want to be the announcers of the good news. They don't want to be the announcers of the bad news. And partly it's our fault too, because they understand us as wanting to be promised something for nothing. And of course that ends in disaster. And we got to start telling them, we want an honest deal. And that's why I call the statute I propose to stop these five tricks the Honest Deal Act. And people could find out a lot of detail about it by going to my website, www.dc-confidential.org, and you could read about it there. But better yet, buy the book.
There you go. Well, let me ask you, David, is it too far out of control now? I mean, can we really gain control of our government, and what's it really going to take? I mean, obviously, we can all write letters and send emails and tweet and march and everything else, but what's it really going to take to regain control of the government?
Okay, I don't think it's too far out of control. I mean, I wouldn't have written the book otherwise. I've spent 8 years on this thing. Listen, I started working in Congress in 1962. And over the years, I met a lot of these people who get elected. I think a lot of them got into government because they wanted to exercise power responsibly. And they get caught up in this thing where they think that people want to be promised something for nothing. So I think that actually a lot of these people would like to be proud of the person they see in the mirror in the morning. And indeed, well, there was a recent commission to deal with the debt problem, and the people who are running it, Erskine Bowles and former Senator Alan Simpson, said many members of Congress came up to them and said, stop us before we do it again. We don't want to do this stuff. Mm. So I don't think it takes that many people to say they want an honest deal to turn this ship of state around.
The book is called D.C. Confidential, Inside the Five Tricks of Washington by David Schoenbrand. David, what's the website again?
dc-confidential.org.
dc-confidential.org. We will check it out. David, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
It's fun talking with you.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.